The Red Sox are in first place. The New England Patriots preseason is now in full swing. But the Boston Celtics have grabbed the spotlight this morning with a major trade, sending all-star point guard Isaiah Thomas and two other players to the Cleveland Cavaliers for their all-star point guard Kyrie Irving. Here to tell us about it is Kyle Draper from Comcast SportsNet New England. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Bob, how are you today?
I'm great, but how are the Celtics doing? Who's got the better end of this deal? If you just put Isaiah against Kyrie, who gets the better end of this deal?
I think the Celtics do. As much as I love Isaiah Thomas and as much as he's meant for the city and the franchise of the Celtics, Kyrie Irving is a better player, Bob. He's younger, 25 years old, and he's done it on a bigger stage than Isaiah. Kyrie Irving has won championships. He's been an Olympian. And so this is a good deal for the Celtics. I know Celtics fans will be sad to see Isaiah leaving, but, you know, from a business standpoint and a basketball standpoint, this is an upgrade for the Celtics.
Well, what do you mean by that? Why did the Celtics make this move, do you think?
Well, one, Isaiah Thomas is dealing with a hip injury, and the Celtics were concerned a little bit about how, you know, Isaiah would come back from that. Two, Isaiah's in the final year of his contract, and the Celtics would have to pay him, you know, $30 million a year next year, starting next year. I don't know if they were willing to go that far. And three, Kyrie Irving is a four-time All-Star. Kyrie Irving stood toe-to-toe with Steph Curry and actually beat Steph Curry, you know, in the 2016 NBA Finals. And so, and he's younger also, Bob. And so, Danny Ainge and the Celtics believe they have their future, you know, their present with Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward now, and their future because those guys are still young. Isaiah was going to be 29 years old this upcoming season. And you start to wonder how much does he have left in the tank.
The timing here worked to the Celtics' advantage, didn't it? Because Irving, who's been playing in the shadow of his teammate LeBron James, had said that he wanted out of Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing. You know, if Irving didn't say that, I don't think this trade would happen. But Cleveland was sort of backed into a corner. They had an unhappy point guard. Him and LeBron James weren't getting along. And so Cleveland had to make this deal before training camp begins, just because, you know, those two guys, talking about Kyrie and LeBron, you know, weren't seeing eye to eye. And so, you know, Danny Ainge did a great job of keeping his assets and being ready to strike, you know, when a legit all-star, superstar player became available, and that's what he did.
So how strong are the Celtics now? How well-positioned are they as they head into the new season later this year?
Well, they're no doubt a better team now than they were, you know, 24 hours ago. I still think Cleveland's the better team just because they have LeBron James, and he's worth two or three all-stars, in my opinion. This move wasn't only meant for this season. It will help them this season. But I think you'll really start to see the Celtics team gel next season when Kyrie's 26, Gordon Hayward's 28, and then LeBron James, who knows, maybe he leaves for the Lakers. And so the Celtics will be in position to capitalize on Cleveland's downfall.
Kyle Draper of Comcast SportsNet New England, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
All right, Bob, thanks for having me.